Ian, never straightforward, I know, after a tough day. From now, you just have to fight, don't you? We could sum it up like that.
Absolutely. You know, we've been in these positions before, and there's enough experience in that dressing room to get through this. But we certainly do, yeah, there's no doubt. Obviously, we haven't really given our bowlers another opportunity again, you know, to score. Not even get over 200 is, you know, on a good wicket is disappointing. You know, there's going to be no one making excuses in that dressing room, and we need to sort it out and quickly rather than later, really.
I can have a pretty good stab, but I'm an amateur, but everyone would like to know from you and the batsman, what is the difference between Mitchell Johnson this series to the last time you faced him?
Look, I think he's bowled, you know, he's put two games together that, you know, he's bowled very well. He's got the ball in good areas. He's been a lot more accurate in this series. We always know about his pace. You know, I don't think, to be honest, we can hide behind the fact it's a surprise. We know he's a good bowler. I think he's just gone to the 10th in the all-time list of Australian wicket takers, so it's not a surprise. We just have to play a lot better.
So why is it the middle order are struggling with him so?
Oh, it's a great question. Obviously, the work ethic's been great since we've been out here. You know, people are really trying. They're putting in, but it's just not working. So we need to, you know, like you said, at the end of the day, when you cross the line now, you just got to go out and fight. And, you know, we represented England and people deserve us to do a lot better than what we have.
Is there a surprise element? What I mean by that is, once upon a time, people bowling at 90 miles an hour, there were plenty of them. There aren't as many these days, are there? Has that taken anyone by surprise?
I wouldn't say there's a lack of them. I'd say consistently the speed of bowling these days is a lot quicker than it used to be. But this guy's bowled very well. And when someone's bowling at that kind of pace and they're on, you know, and they're hitting good areas, then it is hard to play. But again, you need a bit of courage. You need to get out there as a group and play a lot better.
Interesting you use the word courage. You know, you need to stand up if necessary, like Joe Root did last night. Take a couple on the body, get in behind it.
Absolutely. Him and, you know, Michael Carberry played really well last night, and they both played again well for the first hour this morning. So yeah, we need a lot more of that. There's no doubt, you know, there's a lot of guys that can do that in our dressing room. We've got, you know, I wouldn't want to be in the other dressing room. I'd rather be in ours, and we've just got to go out and show that now.
Now, you batted very, very well. I've got loads of former England players who are working with me here. They're all saying almost to a man, Ian Bell's the best player in the team. He's got a bat at three. There's no point in being at five and he gets stranded with everybody when Mitchell Johnson's run through.
Yeah, obviously, it's not my decision where I bat in the team. You know, I've got to, you know, I'm happy to bat anywhere. But, you know, I've had a lot of success at five. As a batting unit, we've had a lot of success over the, you know, a long period of time. So, look, I don't think one innings changes, you know, what you should do. And we've got to stick to what we do well. And like I said, we've been a good team for a long time. We just haven't played very well in the last two test matches.
You've had a lot of success playing Australia, but you've also been here when, you know, 7 years ago when the boot's on the other foot. And now is the time you think, hang on, guys, we have to really stick together here, because when they get a big momentum behind them and the country as well, it can be a very tough place to be playing week after week.
Yeah, absolutely, but also it can change very quickly as well. If we can show some real fight the next 2 days, you never know. We've been in this position before. We've batted out 2 days before. So we need to do that tomorrow. Obviously, we need to do that to get back in the series. But, yeah, we've got to stay tight as a group. We've got to learn very quickly, learn from these lessons. But I'm sure, again, you know, there's some young guys who are learning all the time. You know, Ben Stokes, 22 first test match, to be involved in this is a good thing for the future. Joe Root. So, yeah, it's, you know, like I said, we've got to learn and learn fast, but we've got to get back in this series.
Lovely. Thanks, Ian.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you.